Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lou Finney. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rabbit Warsler. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting third. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Johnson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hank Johnson. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cochran moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warsler moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Williams. Warsler scores. Johnson moves to third. McManus moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. McManus scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Finney. The throw from Shea and he is safe. Finney steals second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball four. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Finney. The throw from Shea and he is out, McManus applying the tag. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Warsler hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bishop scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball four. Kramer moves to third. Cochran moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Kramer scores. One out. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran scores. Fox moves to second. It's Athletics, 3, Red Sox, 3. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Fox scores. Higgins goes all the way around to score. Williams moves to second. It's 5-3, Athletics. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Wahlberg hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McManus strikes out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cochran hits a line drive to left field. The ball gets by Father Gill. Johnson fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Kramer moves to third. Cochran moves to second. Bob Klein now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox is walked intentionally. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-1 in the game. Seeds hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Finney. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. Shea hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Shea reaches second base with a double. Hodapp scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Warsler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Warsler. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Williams applying the tag. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cochran fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams misplays the ball. That's an error on Williams. Johnson moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Wahlberg strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bishop. The throw from Shea and he is safe. Bishop steals second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cochran hits a pop-up towards short. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-2 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Seeds reaches second base with a double. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Seeds moves to third. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Shea hits a line drive into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Seeds scores. One out. It's Athletics, 5. Red Sox, 5. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein bunts towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Hodapp moves to second. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 5. the Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Alexander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams bunts towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. Higgins moves to second. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Wahlberg hits a line drive towards short. Warsler catches it and throws to second to double up Higgins. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-3 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marv Olson pinch runs for Bob Fothergill. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Seeds bunts towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Olson moves to second. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Olson moves to third. Hodapp moves to second. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Freiberg pinch hits for Bob Klein. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Olson scores. Hodapp scores. Shea moves to second. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Warsler hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. George Stumpf now playing left field. Bob Weiland now pitching. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.